Beware the Plows Plop. February 9, 2022. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. Please, everyone, take a moment to consider this tidbit of techie news in view of the diabolical, upside down and backwards logic of the Satanists, where right is wrong, wrong is right, black is white, white is black, and the aims of projects and programs are exactly opposite to the aims that they claim to have. Cognitive cascades. How to model, and potentially counter, the spread of fake news. Say what? A study of how disinformation spreads, by the spreaders of disinformation? They are studying how conspiracy theorists think and communicate, so as to better intercept and disable human communication networks and deal with beliefs that are not based on the accepted facts. Let's not ask who decides what the accepted facts are, or how wildly out of line with actual facts and logic those accepted facts may be. Obviously, the actual purpose of this study is to prevent people from exercising their natural ability to think critically and determine truth for themselves and share that truth with others. Look around, folks. It is the accepted fact that atomic bombs were dropped on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But even a first-year physics student should know that that is a lie. If an atomic bomb were actually dropped on Japan or anywhere else, that target would be completely uninhabitable and show signs of active radiation for thousands of years afterward. There would also be a glass plate formed from melted sand throughout the blast zone. We actually do see signs of an atomic bomb or something similar, but not at Hiroshima or Nagasaki, both of which have recovered in less than 100 years and are thriving cities once again. No, where we see evidence of an atomic bomb blast is at Sodom and Gomorrah, which are still radioactive and still have glass plate structures buried under the more recent sand and dust. So we were lied to by our military, by our politicians, by our historians and news media, by the entire complex thought to be our government, and we were scared silly, too, by a big fat lie, a lie considerably larger and certainly more destructive than the biggest fish story I have ever been told, and I have been told some whoppers. To top it off, they have never admitted the actual truth, either. They just go on parroting the same old drivel to new generations of big lie believers. And they keep us entertained with nuclear disarmament talks, and they keep us believing in the nuclear threat and keep on spending money on nuclear everything when it is all just a big pile of Plows Plop. They do the same things with science and mathematics. Anyone with any mathematical ability at all can tell you that most of what we use as mathematics is wrong, that at best, it results in approximations for constants that are precise and relies on algorithms to increase the odds of getting it right enough. Maxwell's equations upon which electrical engineering depends are incomplete. They were left incomplete on purpose, and that little fact has been dusted under the rug for over 100 years. As a result, our ability to understand electromagnetism and other waveform phenomena, including light, has been crippled, and we have endlessly dithered around like cavemen, kept ignorant of reality for the profit and small-minded greed of men like J.P. Morgan and Westinghouse. You see the same lying by omission with Einstein and his much-vaunted work, which is really little more than mathematical voodoo that also ends in incomplete and incorrect results and assumptions. As a sophomore in college, I tore his entire theory of special relativity to smithereens, and when I was done, all the professor could do was stand there nodding at the proof on the blackboard. Nothing happened, of course. Like every other voice raised against the nonsense of accepted facts, the truth was ignored and the liars just continued to gain ground by endlessly repeating the same big lies, over and over and over again, until a queer kind of hypnosis sets in, and anything that goes against the accepted facts is rejected out of hand and not even seriously examined. Perhaps worst of all, faced with the self-important and sanctimonious purveyors of the accepted facts, the true inventors, the brilliant scientists, the honest mathematicians, and everyone else worth their salt in any of these professions is either discredited and driven out, or leaves because the company is too odious to be endured. How, exactly, do we propose to progress, save ourselves, or save our planet, when we are crippled and hobbled and rendered unable to even think? discouraged from exploring self-evident truth, because it doesn't fit the straitjacket of accepted facts? Consider the brief, sad life of one of America's most brilliant mathematicians, a young man named Eric Zinn, who conclusively proved that time does not exist, using correct mathematics. He did this in 1961. He was discredited and died soon afterward in disgraced despair, yet nobody ever disproved his work. The big news has yet to hit the streets. Whether you like science or not, whether or not you understand math, no matter who you are or where you are on this planet, you must stand up in defense of freedom of thought and freedom of speech for the sake of your own survival. You must stand with the truth, regardless of where it takes us, because the continuing degradation of critical thinking and the political agenda-driven science we are suffering now is fatal. We literally cannot continue to ignore logic for dollars. We cannot promote junk science because it is politically correct. Stand up, all of you, while you still can. Right now, we are being told that an increase in atmospheric carbon dioxide caused by combustion engines and other man-made pollution is causing global warming, when in fact we are experiencing global cooling and have been for over two decades. Not only that, but the actual problem isn't an increase in carbon dioxide, but a decrease in atmospheric oxygen, which is well documented, and we already know the actual reason for the depletion of oxygen, deforestation and loss of marine flora due to increased pollution, including radioactive pollution, and increased oceanic volcanic activity. Any oceanographer with a basic understanding of the marine carbon cycle knows this, and yet, here we are. The mania in favor of finding a new reason to tax people keeps us from facing the actual problem, which is killing our planet and truncating our lives. We can't even begin solving the problem until we divest ourselves of the papacy's red herring science. Once again, to our peril, we are being lied to, and it's a big lie, a huge, politically correct, but scientifically unjustifiable big lie, which has been repeated and repeated and repeated until everyone is an expert and everyone either believes the drivel or doesn't dare stand up and observe the obvious. The same is true of the infamous pandemic. None of it has added up from day one, not Mike Pompeo's live exercise remarks, not the name of the purported virus, not the provenance of the wee beastie, not the World Bank pandemic bonds, not the numbers, not the test for it, not the treatments for it. Nothing at all about this whole narrative hangs together. It's all foobar. It's all a giant lie. And at this point, we all have cause to know that. Other than genocide of our weakest members, the elderly, the overweight, and children, there is no apparent reason or motive for this mindless attack. Perhaps, as Reiner Fuelmich suggests, it is just a mammoth smokescreen to hide the pillaging and plundering of the world economy by crooks. Each and every one of us is responsible for using our own God-given Shinola sensor at this time in history, earnestly seeking to discern the truth in a sea of lies, and to thwart the motives that are driving all this flaming bourgeois. We are all called according to a sacred duty to use our common sense, our faculties of logic, and our ability to connect dots. We must all protect science, actual science, from the politicians and the clergy, if we hope to survive. We must all find our moral courage to protect each other and our planet. And we must hold these banal monsters accountable. Things wouldn't have gotten this far out of reason and sync if we had all stood up 20 years ago and held the 911 Commission and the Congress and Larry Silverstein and Dick Cheney over a barbecue spit. Come to that, things wouldn't be what they are today if we had done the same to the Warren Commission back in 1964. We've had plenty of opportunities to wake up, and now, it's not a survivable choice to keep on sleeping.